your experiences. Because we're going to, what I would like to do is, if we get enough of everyone's personal experience, we have an oral history put together.
There is another person you may interview, that's Joyce Young. You know of his wife. She was out Chinese aeronautics.
Oh yes, I know. Then that's Dottie Young's mother. Sure, I know who they are.
Yeah.
Yes, I
see,
know.
See, he was in the very beginning.
Was she at the Congregational Church also?
Catherine. Yeah. Catherine is the George's wife. She came from China, and she could tell you lots about Mrs. Finley because they were very close friends.
Is she still around?
Think so.
Oh, because I know the daughter very well.
Dorothy.
Oh,
I know Dorothy.
Sure.
And
Doris. Yes, Doris. I know them. Oh, okay.
Excuse me. I want. The church has served as a community center for many years, especially since World War II. Mm-hmm. So with many newcomers from China, especially the young and the older women. So at last the church has become a self-supporting organization. Excuse me. Congregational board mission, but now it has been self-supporting.
When did it become self-supporting? Do you know?
You ask Prudy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. See, that's when I was in town.
I see. That's very good.
I said, it's a self-supporting organization with program for children, youth, and adults.
Uh-huh. Were there Chinese classes in the 20s?
Yes, that's one thing. Though it's a Chinese library.
Still there,
but who uses it?
No one can read it.
That's the trouble.
Because it's all the
classical.
Classical Guban.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there is, the Chinese church has been conducting a Chinese school, language school, mm-hmm. for the children for many, many years.
And I have a question here. When, back in the early 40s and late 30s, they had the Chinese school that was conducted by Mr. Chan.
Yeah, Joy Chan.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And was he the first Chinese school teacher at the Congregational Church?
Oh no, there were others.
When did that Chinese school start? Do you know?
Oh, I really can't.
How far back can you remember when that Chinese school was in existence?
As far as I remember, ever since I went to the church,
so
the Chinese school.
So it goes back to the late 20s.
I'm
talking about the Chinese school that was conducted to teach
Chinese language.
That's right.
Chinese language.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, Martha, you know, their family, their kids, I mean that those children went to Chinese school when they were children.
But then that was when George Chan was the teacher, wasn't it? Or was it, before?
Well, let me see. I know they went to school right after, you know, their schedule was to go there after their
public school, and then go to Chinese school, yeah.
Well, what age did they start to go to Chinese school?
Well, that took in ages all the way from, I guess, around 8-9 years old on up.
So, I couldn't tell you. Martha, of course, was the youngest of the group. And Pearl is the oldest. Pearl and Ruth, Lily,
mm-hmm.
Martha, Bowman, and Paul, all of them went to school. Whether the oldest one start first or not, I don't know, but I know they all went to Chinese school.
This is the same family.
Yes. Now, I want to ask another question. What do you recall about George Chan? Do you recall very much about him?
I think he was an artist to begin with.
Yes.
He, by nature, he's an artist.
He didn't do anything else but paint, or did he do something else too as a subsistence?
No, I don't think so. I think George had a gift shop in New Chinatown right after the war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think that was it. Did they have a fire there?
China City.
China
yes.
City.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I loaned him a book.
Uh-huh.
And he said it got burned up in the fire. So that's how I remember that he did have a shop. And then did he go to Chennault or the other art school in the Otis Institute. So I don't know which one. I think he went to Otis.
So how long were you active in the Congregational Church? Up to what year?
Until I left town, 40.
1940.
You got married in 1935.
Yes.
And between 1935 and 1940, you stayed in Los Angeles.
Mm, yes.
And then you attended the Congregational Church. When did you come back after, from Bakersfield?
Oh, I came back in the 57.
Uh-huh. So you went back to Congregational Church again?
No. I stay. I live here.
Oh.
This is the house we bought after we came back from Bakersfield.
Uh-huh.
And then there were other churches closer to home, uh-huh. So I was ready to travel into town.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, this is a terrible thing to say, maybe it's not patriotic. I found that I don't know the language too well. And I feel, after all, I go to church to get help.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that perhaps I could grow more spiritually with messages I can get that would help me. But go to Chinese church, I don't understand the message as well. But perhaps it's a different type of message.
Mm.
So I go to local churches.
Why did you choose the Congregational Church in 1925 rather than other Chinese churches?
My church background was Presbyterian,
mm-hmm.
because the mission in China was a Presbyterian mission. And when I came here, I attended Emmanuel Presbyterian Church on Tandy and Figueroa.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was looking for a Chinese association,
mm-hmm.
I went to the Presbyterian Church,
mm-hmm.
Chinese Presbyterian Church,
mm-hmm.
which was located on Los Angeles Street behind a gasoline station. That's before your days. And I never did like that location for some reason. You had to walk through the old buildings on the way. I just didn't feel comfortable going down there. So somebody told me about this Congregational Church in a different neighborhood. So that's how I started to go to Chinese Congregational Church.
Oh, I see. So, do you remember the Presbyterian Church in Old Chinatown, you say, behind the Los Angeles Street?
Yeah, I remember.
Could you talk about that
a little bit? No, I remember. It's just one little hallway this way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gasoline station in front of the building. That's all I can remember. And I didn't feel comfortable going there. And so I just switched.
Did you see many like passageway or small alleys?
No, it's no passageway. Do you remember Drake and Dan basement?
Oh yes.
Oh, that's a passageway underground thing. Yeah. But it wasn't anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I remember the gas station too.
Do you?
Oh yes, because it was still there when I was a little boy. That was on the east side of Los Angeles Street.
Yeah, yes, right.
That's right. Okay. And when I was a little boy, it was, I think the family that ran the gas station was the Hung family, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it was. I'm not real sure. But I think it's the Hung family that eventually owned the gas station across from the Congregational Church. But I can't be sure. I think it is.
Well, may I switch a little bit? You talk about there were Chinese classes. Were there English classes? Like 30 days they have, you know, English classes.
Yeah.
But then when you attend in 1925, did they still teach the newer immigrants English?
No more.
Mm-hmm. I see. So what were the major activities in the church besides Sunday's service?
It's not too much. Just young people got together, and although they did participate in the pilgrim Pines, the Pilgrim.
Oh, was there Pilgrim? Was that during your time too, when they went to Pilgrim Pines?
Yeah, they had Pilgrim Pines.
Because that they had that all the way up to World War II.
Yeah, I think so. I know they had Pilgrim Pines when I went up to Bakersfield, because the kids went to camp.
Then they carried on those traditions all the way up through World War II.
Mm-hmm. So the kids will go out camp?
Yeah, go to camp. Mm-hmm.
They will go out.
And of course we have our choir. That's we really had good time. Whenever we have special events, we have party for it, you know.
What year, the earliest year you could date the Pilgrim Pines events? Was it back in the early 30s?
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
Would it go back to the late 20s?
When you first attend
the Pilgrim Pines.
I think it's more popular, more accepted by the Chinese in the 30s.
In the 30s. Mm-hmm. You couldn't fix the year, could you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, one more thing I want to ask you, if you could fix the year. Remember when they had the Tri-C?
Yes.
That newspaper? Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they started that Tri-C?
Mm. No, I cannot. Perhaps you can find some information in that book.
Well, we'll have to get Ruth to get those.
Yeah, Ruth was...
Her niece is a...
Ruth...
Ruth Chin.
Chin, okay.
See, they were in that work.
That's right.
And so they could tell you, give you...
Earlier you mentioned about the union... Union meetings. What was the purpose of the union meeting?
Well, I guess it's for all the churches to get together once in a while to share the ministerial message, maybe.
Well, also too, the churches were spread apart.
Mm-hmm.
And one was up there in Adams, one was on Ninth Place, and the other was in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a chance for the three groups to socialize together.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if they had any project that union group would participate.
I don't recall anything like that.
Together.
How about picnics?
The only picnic that we had was, they still have it, 4th of July picnic.
Mm-hmm. But didn't they have didn't the three churches also got together on picnics?
Maybe that was during the war. I
uh-huh.
can't
remember.
But I remember the Chinese church held annual picnic, 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
You used to go down to Long Beach Pixby Park.
Oh, they went down there.
Yeah.
Didn't they also go to Griffith Park?
Yeah, and then late years they went to, I mean, not later, they went to Griffith Park. And then more recent years they go to
that's out here in Long Beach.
Eldorado.
Eldorado, yes.
Yeah.
Can you describe about the picnics, the events, you know, how you got there and the kind of foods and who sponsored the games?
Talk about food. You've never had such good picnic food as our church picnic. Mm-hmm. The young people prepare the sandwiches and the salads, and under the direction of Miss Rose Dawson, she's our angel. Of course, transportation was difficult to have in those days. My brother-in-law, Edward Dong, had a big truck. He usually hauled a group in his truck. And then Ben Chin is another one. He had a truck. He would take people. Of course, later on, the Moy families had cars, so they went on their own power.
But it was fun riding in the back of that truck.
Oh, were you?
I went to one of them. I went to them on the truck.
Those trucks was for business, right? The produce business?
Yeah, produce truck, big truck. Mm.
How many people would attend those kind of picnics, would you say?
Must be hundreds.
Big
300 people. So it's one of the big social events of the year for the church group. So that really was well accepted and participated.
Mm-hmm.
By the Chinese families.
Mm-hmm. You earlier mentioned about weddings and funerals. The church would help to help the arrange those events.
Yes.
And every members would participate, mm-hmm. and the receptions would be held also in the church. Were those major events?
Oh no, I wouldn't say that. Most funeral services were held at the mortuaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mr. Leung officiated many, many of them in his years of ministry at the church.
Mm-hmm. The wedding, was wedding a big thing in the church?
It's not. Uh-huh. I think wedding is a big event.
Did you,
among the church members.
Did you get married?
I didn't get married in the Chinese church. We had a very small wedding in a chapel,
mm-hmm.
Presbyterian church, Emmanuel Presbyterian Church.
Uh-huh. Not inside Chinatown area?
No.
Mm-hmm. So you start talking about trying to say, like, do you invite your friends or the other church member will go out and persuade your friends and to come to the church? Was that a major effort?
I don't know whether it was major or not. Of course, if we have friends in our own age group, you invite them. Own age group. After a while, we have quite a few boys from Hawaii Island.
Mm-hmm.
There were students at USC,
mm-hmm.
to join our youth group, our choir.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Jenny Wong?
Don't know. Don't remember that name.
She was our choir director. She was a music major at USC, mm-hmm. and she organized the choir and directed the choir. Then we had our American friend, Mrs. Candler, played for us. And all these are volunteer service.
There is one person I'd like to hear a little bit about, that Caucasian name that she mentioned.
Miss Rose Dawson.
Rose Dawson.
Rose Dawson.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Oh, she's a person that worked in our church for many, many years. When I went there, she was already there.
Mm-hmm.
Beside help with the Sunday school work. She also had clubs for boys and girls.
So that'd be starting back in the, you're talking 20, late 20s.
25.
Mm-hmm. And she was an untiring person, always, no matter when we needed her, and she was there to help the church, of course.
Now, was she, excuse me a second, was she a, was she sent by a mother church someplace?
No.
Or she just came to the congregational church and wanted to help?
She's a personal friend, and why she gave her personal service. She's not sent by an organization.
So she just wanted to help the Chinese?
Yes. I don't know how she started to come to the church.
Was she a single woman or was she
yes,
married?
Yes, single woman.
She was there all these years?
Yes.
You were there?
20, 30. I don't know when she... What did she stop? She had to, advanced age. In
was she well known in the Chinese community?
Oh yes. Well, she's not as well known as Mrs. Finley.
Mm-hmm.
But many of us who had worked with her, remember her very well. Did you know the Lim family, Joyce Lim? They have a restaurant on First Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they would be the people who could give you lots of information.
On Mrs. Dawson? On Miss Dawson?
On Miss Dawson,
mm-hmm.
and the church history. There's a musical family. They all play some kind of instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Now this Miss Dawson, where did she live? Do you recall?
At first she lived on Jefferson Street.
Wow, she traveled a long distance.
Yes, she had to ride the streetcar.
Did she speak Chinese?
No.
Did Mrs. Finley speak Chinese?
I don't think so, no.
So the service was conducted all in English?
No. Services was conducted in Chinese.
When Mr. Finley
Oh, Mr. Finley died shortly after they came to California.
Oh.
He did not work with the Chinese people.
Oh, I see.
Only Mrs. Finley.
But when did they have a dual service? Because as I can recall, they had
Chinese
and then they had the English.
I think it must be in the 40s when we had men who could speak English.
Oh, so Monroe Leung's father didn't do it in English?
No,
did in Chinese?
No. Uh-huh. I think Ivan Wong
might be.
T.T. Tom, maybe. He's quite a well-educated person.
I think it's before Ivan Wong when they had an English.
T.T. Tom, maybe. He spoke in Chinese. And English.
How about the choir? You're singing.
The choir is the joy of the group, you might say. The older people enjoy the young voices, and then we like to sing.
Mm-hmm. Did you sing in English? Or
yes.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally singing Chinese? Or never singing Chinese?
No. Well, hymns, yes. Hymns are dual language written in China. We have Chinese hymnals and English hymnals too, so as non-speaking, you can choose whatever you want to see.
Uh-huh. I see. So like church is very active at that time. Did they sponsor any other programs like helping the young people, fellowship, scholarship?
No, the only thing is that they just help their own young people in their own
church.
Congregation,
mm-hmm.
membership in church.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most Chinese churches in the early days had a hard time to become established and become recognized. And so they did not do too hardly any community services, except the ministers as individuals. They would go around to help people, to visit the sick, to preside funeral services, and join me in feasts of different types.
So in the early days, before they became self-support group, did they, you know, like a minister's salary came from the board or?
No, well, the supplement, see, the members supposed to subscribe to the expense of the church, and also the board would supplement so much.
So it was pretty difficult in the early days financially.
Yeah.
So every time
it was a financial difficulty.
They're still having a difficult time.
I think it's the management of the church, you know. I think all churches have difficulty to raise money, but you've got to have good management. And not only that, good director, you've got to have a system in raising money for non-profit organizations.
But back in, they say, 20s, late 20s, early 30s, Chinese were working produce market, especially the workers, probably they didn't make that much money, and when they attended the church, they probably couldn't.
Low wages.
I'm sure glad we ran under this other name, Miss Dawson, because I never heard of that name before.
You said that she's the angel of you. Oh, you're good.
Miss Finley, Miss Dawson, Mrs. Rankins.
Oh, Rankins too.
And Miss Rankins had the young men's class, Sunday school class. And Mrs. Dwight, she's a little old lady, you just love her. She worked with the boys, I think. She had a group called the Rolling Workers, something like that. It's a boys' group. And then Miss Candler was our pianist for a long time. And Hazel Kim Ho, that's a name ringing the bell. Okay, and she passed away last spring, and she's worked there for a long time. She's my age group, and we worked together. Yeah, there was another name that came to my mind.
Were these the only Caucasian women in the church, or there were other Caucasian women participating in the church and not very active?
No, I think all those who came were helpers in the work.
So they would attend the service regularly, or occasionally they would come and help.
Did we have Sunday school first and church service follow? I think that's what it is. So they always come to Sunday school with the Sunday school.
So they probably went to their own church services
in the morning,
and then come over to help in the congregational church. That's really quite an exceptional thing.
Only the Caucasian ladies, or how about the Caucasian men? Would they come and help?
I don't remember, except in late years.
Yes.
Pretty can give
no
you
one
fill
the,
in.
Yeah,
in the early days.
I think there's something in there.